September 24th is National Teach Ag Day. This is a day set aside to celebrate school-based agricultural education and to encourage ag education advocates, especially current ag teachers, to share with others the great career opportunities in ag ed. We are joined once again by FFA Today correspondent Michael Clements, who spoke with one longtime ag educator and one future ag educator about how they'll be celebrating this special day and why they continue to carry the torch for ag in the classroom.
Our guest now on FFA Today is that of Taylor Frederick, who is a senior at the University of Missouri. That's in Columbia, Missouri, home of the Mizzou Tigers, and she's majoring in agriculture education. She's here with us today to talk about National Teach Ag Day coming up on September the 24th. Taylor, first off, thanks for joining us here on FFA Today, and tell us about your affiliation with the National Teach Ag campaign.
I am a National Teach Ag Ambassador for the 2014-2015 year. I will actually be at the Washington Teacher Symposium with Teach Ag this year during Teach Ag Day. So we're looking into Skyping some of us future ag ed teachers into the classrooms at the university and kind of doing a little webcast from Washington, D.C. So that's kind of what we're doing at my university.
Taylor, how did you get involved with National Teach Ag Day?
Basically, the campaign and the ambassador program. So I applied to be an ambassador and went through a phone interview process and some other rigorous things, and I was accepted. There was 11 other kids across the United States that were accepted, and that was kind of the first time I really got into Teach Ag Day. I had heard about it in the past, but it wasn't like a big deal. Now I see how important Teach Ag Day is for the whole nation in itself.
And as an ambassador, I know you mentioned you'll be in Washington, D.C. for National Teach Ag Day, but is there any other duties that you have?
Yeah, actually throughout my time as an ambassador, the first big event we do is National Convention. So we do some recruiting at National Convention to just get kids familiar with possibly teaching agriculture one day. Also, throughout the year, I do presentations on a local level. So I'm from Missouri, so I do a variety of different presentations in Missouri.
Well, what's one of your favorite things or memories that you have from being involved with National Teach Ag Day so far?
I really like the webcast that the National Teach Ag campaign does on Teach Ag Day. They bring in a bunch of speakers and they bring in schools and they have like contests that day with the different universities and high schools and things like that. And the webcast is really an awesome way to hear and see different agricultural teachers and programs across the nation. And it kind of just brings everyone together. And I mean, being in Missouri, you don't get to see what other programs are doing, so it's kind of gives that family feel on that day.
Well, again, National Teach Ag Day coming up September the 24th. What can we expect in the classroom that day?
In the classroom, it's kind of up to the teacher, but there is a lot of different ways that you can get involved in the classroom. So there is, like I said, there is the live webcast, so the teachers can listen to that live webcast. It's usually about lunchtime, 1 to 3 p.m., so they can do something like that. There's also a bunch of different things as far as like different activities that the teachers can do in the classroom. The Teach Ag website is an amazing resource to get all the information on Teach Ag Day and different activities that you could do in your classroom. So it could look a lot different from classroom to classroom. But the goal for Teach Ag Day is to recruit quality ag teachers, so high schoolers, college kids, and then retain our current ag teachers. So tell them that you love what they're doing for you as a student.
Well, Taylor, best of luck to you as you start your career in agriculture education. And thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Again, that's Taylor Frederick, a senior at the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri, and an ambassador for the National Teach Ag Day on September the 24th. And to talk again about the Teach Ag campaign is Charlie Sappington from Illinois. And first off, Charlie, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself. I understand you're a 20-plus year ag educator.
Yes, I've been teaching agriculture education and advising FFA for approximately 32 years, and I've taught two schools during my tenure, but right now I'm teaching at Cumberland High School, which is in central Illinois, for the past 28 years.
Well, 30-plus years of being an ag educator, I'm sure you can definitely speak out to the significance of today's topic, that being the Teach Ag campaign, but also, of course, being a president of the National Association of Ag Educators as well.
Yes, the NAAE, National Association of Agriculture Educators, plays an active role in the thing that it helps build our own organization. The Teach Ag campaign is very important to us in identifying these young members at an early age, you know, high school, maybe even before that, spurring their interest, telling them, you know, why would they want to teach, and trying to get them involved at an early age. I know it's nationwide, and even now in our state, very statewide, that we cannot fill the number of teaching positions, agriculture education positions, each year because we do not have applicants.
How does that Teach Ag campaign try to help to alleviate some of that pressure?
Well, they identify members at a young age. They try to instill upon them what the basis how they can change the face of agriculture, how they can get involved, how they can be leaders, and how they can be instructional mentors to young members of their communities. It's not going to be an agriculture community. They can be urban communities. But they can really identify those individuals, try to coach them along, get them activities and resources available so that they can decide at an early age that, hey, I want to be able to teach ag. This is the course of studies I want to take, and this is the way I can get involved.
I'm sure some of that encouragement, though, comes right there in classrooms like yours as well.
Yes, you know, nationally and in the states also, we have different conferences. Here in Illinois, we have the Elite Conference, where we can send or take young members to workshops where they are going to be able to help them find the path, make sure they do want to do this, tell them advantages of being an agriculture educator, and help them identify how they want to accomplish this task. So many times, even in my own area, we have programs that are very, very successful. And then that teacher either leaves, unfortunately industry gobbles them up, or maybe they retire. And we need to identify those people that can fill those programs so the program, I guess, doesn't have a hiccup or doesn't get in danger of dropping enrollment or having a lack of leadership in those schools. And so here we're identifying these students nationwide with Teach Ag Day campaign and also our local states trying to improve the number and increase the number of quality applicants we have to replace these teachers.
Well, last question here for you. In terms of encouraging those young kids to get involved and to be ag teachers, what in terms of that encouragement for you that you would give them some of the best perks of the job or the best things of the job over the 32 plus years you've seen?
The perks that I see is it's different every day. You have hands-on experience. You have hands-on learning. It gets students out of their chairs, off their butts, to get engaged. And engaging these students really is, if you're just sitting there and lecturing there and everything like they do in other classes, it gets very boring. But with the Teach Ag profession, it really gets you involved with young people that have the same interest and interest in the greatest organization in the world, and that'd be agriculture.
Charlie Sabington, our guest on FFA Today. For more information and Teach Ag Day resources, you can find those online at naae.org/teachag. That's naae.org/teachag. For FFA Today, I'm Michael Clements.
Well, again, that was Michael Clements, one of our FFA Today correspondents. Michael, thank you very much.